AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Supreme Court is taking up a case out of Mississippi. The AP's Mark Sherman reports it's a major challenge to abortion rights.
It's a case that really tests this issue of whether states can ban abortion before a fetus can survive outside the womb, which is called viability.
The decision involves three justices appointed by President Donald Trump, part of a 6-3 conservative majority. The case probably will be argued in the fall, with the decision likely next spring. As vaccine demand drops at home, President Biden says the U.S. will share coronavirus vaccines around the world. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The U.S. had already pledged to ship 60 million AstraZeneca doses overseas once federal regulators clear them for use. Now, President Biden says 20 million doses of the three vaccines that are approved will be shared for the first time.
We need to help fight the disease around the world to keep us safe here at home and to do the right thing of helping other people.
He's been under growing international pressure to share doses, even as fewer Americans seek the shots domestically. More than 123 million people here are now fully vaccinated. More than 157 million have received at least one dose. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Florida politician Joel Greenberg pleaded guilty to charges that include sex trafficking and agreed to cooperate with prosecutors as part of a plea deal. That involves the Justice Department's sex trafficking investigation into Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz. An inspector in Arkansas who failed to discover a crack in the Interstate 40 bridge between Arkansas and Tennessee has been fired. The bridge has been closed. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he was paid a $3 million plus advance to write his coronavirus leadership book last year, and under his contract will make another $2 million. This is AP News. The lockdown is easing in Britain.
Pubs and restaurants across much of Britain have opened for indoor service for the first time since early January, even as the Prime Minister urges people to be cautious amid the spread of a more contagious COVID-19 variant. The latest step in the gradual easing of nationwide restrictions also includes the reopening of theatres, sports venues and museums, and international travel on certain routes, raising hopes the economy may soon start to recover from the devastating effects of the pandemic. I'm Charles Diledesma.
Former New York Yankees star Derek Jeter sold his waterfront mansion in Tampa for more than $22 million. Jeter has been renting out the mansion to Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady. The name of the buyer has not been released. The home had been listed at $29 million. Derek Jeter and his family moved across Florida after he became CEO of the Miami Marlins. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.